Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. This is episode 78 of the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a member of the Education Podcast Network, coming to you from the Ditch That Textbook World Headquarters here at my house in West Central Indiana. Going a little bit out of order chronologically. I had an issue with one of my audio files, and so I'm going to record this one today and then continue on with my travels. And when you hear me tomorrow, I'll be in Waco, Texas. Got some really cool stuff for you there. But as this one is sort of out of order chronologically, I'm going to skip forward a little bit to the ISTE conference and an announcement that came there that got some interesting responses to it, at least in my mind. So here's what happened. A lot of times the companies will make big announcements before this ISTE conference because there's lots of people there. There's lots of eyeballs on the event. And so Google made this announcement about Google Forms, specifically about quizzes in Google Forms. And so now they have announced this thing called Locked Mode. Now, Locked Mode is only going to be available on managed Chromebooks, which means that if your school has deployed a whole bunch of Chromebooks and they're managed by the school, then this is for you. Locked mode, as it says in the release here, prevents students from navigating away from the quiz until they submit their answers. Teachers will be able to enable locked mode with a simple checkbox, giving them full control over assessments. And, you know, I heard about this and there's been sort of mixed response to it. Some people, there's been fanfare, and I really think that it's been kind of quiet fanfare because the ones that are excited about this aren't really making a big, you know, a whole lot of noise about it. But I've also seen some backlash to it. And I think that it's sort of an interesting move by Google. Because here's the deal. You know, you look at the way that the world is going, and the internet obviously isn't going anywhere. The access to search engines and to a simple Google search isn't going anywhere. And so with information at our fingertips, I've got to think that in education, we need to be moving in the direction away from having kids regurgitate facts on a quiz. Because if you look at the way that the world rewards people, it doesn't reward people as much for memorizing content and repeating it. It rewards us for taking that information and doing something with it, for using it to solve problems. And so when we create new features in Google Forms quizzes where kids are less able now, and actually are totally locked out from jumping off of the page into a Google search, I think I just really feel like that takes us more back into the dark ages of regurgitating facts and information and keeping things low on web's depth of knowledge instead of finding new ways to assess. And you know the reason that they do this, I know the reason that they've done it. It's because there have been so many requests from teachers. And I think that's another cautionary tale from all of this, is that we have to be careful of what we ask for, because a lot of times we end up getting it. And in this case, since teachers have clamored so much for this, because they're not ready, I think, to move on to what assessments might look like for this new internet age. And the thing is that we're still sort of learning what assessments should look like in this internet age. But that doesn't mean, and it doesn't mean that we've got to get it perfectly right away. We need to sort of slowly move our way into figuring out what those look like. But I just really feel like this is a step back. And it also feels like something that's counterintuitive to Google's mission, which is basically to democratize information. And so when we lock quizzes down like this, I think that we're maybe doing just as much harm as we are good, and maybe more so. You know, I found an article in TechCrunch that says this new feature prohibits students from surfing the web or opening apps until the answers are submitted. And then it says, in other words, it stops them from cheating on the machine while taking the test. And see, I think that's where TechCrunch got this article wrong, because it doesn't stop kids from cheating on the machine. What it will do, what I've found so many times, is that a situation like this causes kids to try to play the system instead of actually engage in learning. So now they're going to try to find different ways around what they used to do or what they may have done before. I don't know. I mean, you know, there is still totally a need for remembering things, for memorizing things, for having them in our brains and being able to recall them and to be able to call on them in our, you know, our general thoughts and our stream of consciousness. That's still there. But when we focus our efforts on this, and when we try to impose control like this, you know, it's basically a power play in the hands of teachers, I think. It just doesn't seem right for me. I'll be really interested. You know, feel free to tweet me. I'm at JMattMiller. You know, the hashtag for the podcast, of course, is DitchPod. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this too, and see if you're concerned about it as well. And if you really feel strongly that this is a good thing, I want to hear that too. But I just really have a lot more concerns about this than positive feelings. So it'll be interesting to see how all of this plays out. Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find the show. Thanks for listening, and happy ditching.